now time for the show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Good evening, my brother. We got a great show planned. We got a great show planned today. We can have some vibes. I was totally impressed last night. Totally impressed with Poetry Barbados. So we can talk about that a little later down in the show for sure. But for the first 15 or so minutes, 20 minutes, you have some very important info I would like to share to Barbados. So you want to ask Ali to know to play one or two of my favorites. And then we will come to our first special guest where we get her to share this special information with Barbados.
Staring means
From Grateful Cove. 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. Mr. Sluggy Dan. Studio is getting full of my brother.
Yes, that is what we're talking about, man. That we're talking about. The studio again, full of love. Crop over. 2024 is around the corner. We're celebrating 50 years of Crop Over. And this year, I am one of the official ambassadors for Crop Over. This year I'm one of the official Crop Over ambassadors, so expect to hear lots and lots of information about Crop Over Barbados. And we want big up Gadgets BIM before we go on. Gadgets BIM come on board to support the youth of BIM Got Talent, so salutes to Gadget BIM. And you know Gadget BIM got the best deals out. Phones already $100 cheaper than everybody else. So we must say thank you to Gadgets BIM. And as the Crop Over season go on, I will tell you a lot more about what Gadgets BIM have coming up and the different pop-ups. You know, they got Mother's Day statues and everything. And just went and had a meeting with them this morning. And Gadgets BIM coming on board as a partner with BIM Got Talent to support the projects that we have going on with the youth. So just want to tell you that Gadgets BIM, we really, really appreciate that. And as we go on and keep telling much more info, but make sure you go online and follow Gadgets BIM and listen out right here on Beige Rhythm and Rhyme for enough more as it relates to Gadgets BIM. Now, today, for the first couple, we have some important questions because you know me, LaShawna, big up to my co-host, LaShawna, on the inside, and LaShawna got enough action to bring. But first, before LaShawna, I want to ask some important questions, especially now we got young people inside here, because I want to hear from LaShawna and this special guest, how this can help the youth, how can the youth benefit from this information, and what is important to spread this information. LaShawna, so you can introduce us to our special guest, so I can get these questions answered before we hit up Barbados with some fire this evening.
Hey, so the question that we have, hi Tennessee. So to tell the public a bit about Miss Tennessee Gill is an insurance advisor, and she has been an insurance agent for the past 9 years and has always been passionate about assisting Barbadians with building generational wealth through the use of insurance and multiple sources of income. So Tennessee Gill, welcome to Bajan Rhythms and Rhymes. So tell us a bit about why it's so important for persons to have generational wealth.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Thanks. And friends, to have generational wealth because basically generational wealth allows you to pass assets from one generation to the next, to make it simple. So I think that's very important for anybody to have. If you care about your loved ones, you want to make sure that you leave the world a little bit better than you came and found it, basically. So I think that generational wealth is important for anybody who comes to me and sits down and says they want to get their life sorted out, they want to improve their financial planning, or they just want to start financial planning or improve their portfolio, we start to discuss generational wealth, how they could get started with creating it. And it starts with them. If you create something for yourself, so first is about self, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So first is about self. You start with you and start planning around you. And once you get yourself started, then you start to consider what you could then put in place for others around you as well.
LaShawna,
yes, please.
You know me, you know, maybe let you all continue the conversation, but you know me, insurance, insurances have many, might have Barbadians scared, because you know a few things happen in recent history that we got a lot of people very afraid of insurance. When you hear terms like generational wealth and so on, I am curious to know any person can create generational wealth. If you've got an average job and you're working, not struggling, but you're working and you can save an extra dollar. I want to know if any person can do this once you got a plan. Is this a sure thing as long as you got a plan?
Yes. Everybody is in it. Everybody's part of it. Like I said, it's not just about getting an insurance policy. It's also about having a job. It's also about having a plan and creating other sources of income as well. Monetizing skills, monetizing whatever it is that you feel like you could do or you could be good at, even creating a skill so that then you can monetize it. All of those things help for you to be able to do more and do better.
Okay. And Tanisha, question, right? Because, you know, we're in the season of emancipation under the theme of reclaiming our past and celebrating our future.
Yes.
So, you know, as Black people, yes, we don't really think about celebrating or creating generational wealth because, you know, we start behind the eight ball. So what are some tips for some persons? You know, we have a lot of persons in Barbados that are on minimum wage that may hear you talking about insurance and generational wealth and they may feel a bit overwhelmed. So do you have any tips?
That's a good question. It's not a great question.
It is because I understand why somebody will honestly feel overwhelmed for real, because you don't have much information on financial planning or most things financial in general. I mean, you might often hear the topic or the word budgeting or whatever the case may be, you know, the word money and stuff like that. You hear about saving and stuff, but you don't really get the real nitty gritty or the step by step, play by play. How can you make this a reality, right? So that is a great question. And I think for any person, it's just to have a conversation, start the conversation with someone who has more information than you on that particular topic. So you know exactly from you as an individual, what you can do. Because I mean, they have plans, there's insurance policies for persons as low as $55 a month. So it's like $70, $85, depending on age, health, rate, you know what I mean? So like, there's so many options for different persons in different brackets based on your salary. So it's like no one is really limited to not having it at all. And even if you are in a place where you feel like financially I'm pretty overwhelmed, I'm in a lot of debt, you could still have a conversation. If you're interested, you could have a conversation about how you could get yourself out of it slowly but surely, and then you could go about starting a plan, adding a plan out, so that you could, you know, transform your current financial wellness. So what my thing is that the first thing is just to have that conversation with a professional. And once you have that conversation with a professional, individually, they can give you a step-by-step, a play-by-play, because everybody's situation would be a little different.
No, understood. I know get some messages from two youngsters just joined the show. So big up to Ryan, big up to Jason, just joined the show and listening. So they want you to explain again. If you say we are talking generational wealth, and for all those now tuning in, and thanks for messaging me. If you think you missed anything, you think you need anything explained, while we have Tanisha here for the couple minutes, anything at all you want to ask her about insurance, you know, or anything related to saving up for your own pension, your own personal pension plan, any questions at all you may have, you can message or you can call and ask Tanisha while we have her here. So I thank her so much for answering these questions. So for the two youngsters that just joined, Tanisha, if you have to explain to them again, please, what generational wealth is, what is it in simple terms? Please explain to them what is generational wealth. And then when you finish, I want to know how you can get started. Any person listening now, tuning in, explain to them simply again, what is generational wealth? And then how can we get started in case they want to get started now tomorrow? How can we get started? And what is it in simple terms? Thank you so much again for coming on.
All right, great. Perfect. So generational wealth is basically the ability to pass assets from one generation to the next. So simply from like a mother to a daughter, father to a son, a grandparent to a grandchild, or, you know, anything like that. Just from one generation to the next, that is generational wealth. You're passing assets and not debt. Generational wealth. So if it is that when you pass away, you are leaving, or we, to me, generational wealth will even start from like when you retire. So if when you retire, you're leaving a burden on your family to now have to have all this debt to pay off for you and everything, because, you know, having a lesser salary and you might not be able to afford everything, then that's not passing generational wealth. If it is that when you pass away, you leave all of these financial responsibilities, lots of final expenses. For example, one of the popular final expenses that are left for persons to undertake will be like funeral expenses. If that is what is happening, then no, that's not passing generational wealth. So I gave you the definition, and I also gave you examples of what isn't generational wealth.
I guess if I break it down and based on what I understand from you, Tanisha, basically you're saying Sluggy. So you see, like, how you got BIM, got talent, and you got these other things. Now, if you pass it down to your little daughter, and, you know, big ups to your daughter for helping the homeless as well. If you pass it down to your daughter, then that is generational wealth. Or like if us here at Portree, you know, I have a daughter or son, and I pass it down to them, that would be generational wealth. And I think the way that you can get started is by doing, you know, based on what I'm hearing from Miss Tanisha, and I hope I'm not misquoting you, it sounds as though if you get started and you have that entrepreneurial spirit, or even if you just start saving a little $20 in the bank, that would be a way to build the generational wealth. If we're breaking it down in, you know, in nitty gritty terms, that's how we could start, right?
Right. And right, and then when you speak about, thanks, LaShawn, and then when we speak about passing on assets, you know, acquiring assets to pass them on. How simple can that be? How can we get started in that direction? What are some of the things we can look at? How can you go about saving or insurance towards our loans or generating money through insurance, savings, whatever? How can we go about acquiring these assets for persons that may be interested in starting, but may feel like there's no way to own anything to pass on? Sorry for answering so much questions, Tanisha, but I have to.
No, that's okay. LaShawn was correct. LaShawn was right in giving those two examples. Once the things that she mentions is generating an income, and it's not a debt, then you have created generational wealth if you are passing it down to the next generation. So then you ask specifically as it relates to how someone could get started. No, everybody's thing might be different, because like I said, it's also important to create like a source of income. If you have a skill
and acquiring assets, and what can be simple examples of
simple
assets that are very attainable.
So if somebody has an 8-to-5, but they're a really good barber, like they feel like that's a skill that they have, they might be doing barbering on evenings, and they might have a son or a daughter, and they might teach them to do that as well, and they might create their little family business on evenings. It's cutting here.
You got the little barbershop belong there.
Yeah.
I can pass on.
Correct. You're making extra money. You pass on a skill to them, and they're also able to make money from it. And that's generational. You're starting to build generational wealth.
Simple.
You got a store, you sell clothes and everything, and that's your interest. That's what you're good at. And you also pass that down to your daughter and get your daughter involved in the same thing.
That's
generational wealth. It's something that's making money, once it's an asset, and you're making money with it, and it's possible for you to make money with it, substantial, and you're not creating a debt for that next generation, you have started the process. With insurance, it makes it possible, because you also asked about how it could be possible with insurance. With insurance, it makes it possible because in multiple ways, you might have whole life insurance, which I guess everybody's familiar, persons are more familiar with, because that if something happens to you when you pass away, then somebody gets that money. And obviously, if you get $100,000 if someone passes away, and that person's debts that they leave behind does not exceed that $100,000, you at least got $50,000 or more of that money, $25,000 or more of that money to do something with, you know, outside of just taking care of their final expenses. You are capable of You have generational wealth and you're capable of making that greater for yourself, doing better in your generation.
So where's that? You can get money now though. Where's that? You won't go away till you're dead.
So they got like, and also if you're speaking insurance, with their policies, like if you have that same whole life policy, it generates cash values within the policy. So in the first 10 years, some policies, maybe the first 5 to 7 years, in the first 10 years, you're able to take money out of that policy that you might be able to do something monumental. You might be able to send your children to school if they want to study abroad, et cetera, et cetera. Because you're not just take, you might not just take out a policy for yourself, you might take out a policy for your kid with that intention in mind as well. So it doesn't always have to, you don't have to wait until you pass away. That's just what we are familiar with. And I think that's the part of insurance that we stick to. But there's other options with insurance. You could have an endowment now, which is another type of insurance product. And that gives you money at a specified time. So when you start the policy, it has a specified time. It matures in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, at age 65, depending on the product. And when that policy matures, then you can use that money within your lifetime to do something to create or build generational wealth as well.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like that. LaShawna?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Like, still no saying?
You know what it is? I like to read. And I think when you read widely, you learn a lot of things.
No, it's interesting. And shout outs to all the poets inside. Shout outs to BCC. Mm-hmm. I hear BCC pass through the show. We?
Yes, BCC. That's true. Here we have Shaquani Hunt.
Well, Tanisha, I want a message from BCC. But mm-hmm. I want, when we come back from BCC, I want Tanisha to answer one last question, right? And I want the truth on air. I want to hear the policies that are less favorable for us and policies that we should know about that will better help us. But you know, there's this thing that insurance people is tricky. So I want to hear from Tanisha the policies that are less favorable and the ones that we should know about that are not widely known. After we take these messages from the Barbados Community College.
Yes, so we have the BCC AEM group is here again today. Sluggy, you went to the 20 miles away?
Nah.
Listen, I saw on Instagram. I went on Instagram. I saw they had an amazing show, man. The Dubai down there. The Dubai in Frank Comer Hall. Yeah. And we have here Shaquani Hunt and Desiree. They're going to be telling us about some of the upcoming events that they have happening. So Shaquani, good evening. Come and talk to the people.
Hi, good evening. Thank you again, LaShawna Sluggy.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about what is happening.
Okay, I just want to say thanks for everybody who supported the Music 20 Miles Away event. Up next, we have between May 9th to 17th, the Graphic Design, Studio Arts, and Visual Arts.
Yes, Sluggy?
I want to know from her. I want to know from her how was the event and how did you feel before and after the event?
The event was amazing. Our students who went told us that they were almost sold out, so almost 450 seats sold out. They were just a couple of seats short, so we are on our way to portfolio. The performances were immaculate. But everybody had an amazing time. I think that with this exposure, the students get opportunity to do live performances before they go into the world and create the careers and names for themselves. So I think having a portfolio is extremely important, and the students who would have participated in the 20 Miles Away show had an amazing time.
Nice. I love it. Before you go on, what is one vibe you getting from all the children that went, that you talked to, that perform, either perform or went? What is one thing you could take away? What is the overall consensus from the event? Everybody said, yeah, the nerves was there, but I feel good now. The feel better after the perform. everybody was real nervous. What was the overall consensus of the event from your peers?
The overall consensus was that they felt amazing to have gone through that 2-year program and come out as an artist.
Yes.
So they feel ready for the road.
I like that. But good work, by the way, and continue let Barbados know about the other great things coming up, and let's hope that they support it even better for the other events.
Okay, so the next events we have coming up are starting from May 9th to 17th, which is the Graphic Design, Studio Arts, and Visual Arts portfolio, which would be at Morningside Studio. So if you know BCC, you go into BCC, come up the hill, and on opening night, you can see all of the pieces displayed. Our students will have put in some real hard work, so we're really looking for people to come out. That event is completely free, and it will be up for 2 weeks. The next set of events that will be coming up is from May 11th to 12th, and that is Theater Millie Gone to Brazil. Anybody who knows about Millie Gone to Brazil know that they cannot miss it. That would be at the Daphne Hackett Theater from 7 p.m. $30 a ticket for adults, $15 for children underneath 12. After that, the finale event would be dance. That is on May 18th. That event is called Silver Lining at the Frank Collymore Hall at 7 p.m. Tickets for that is $50. And we are hoping that Barbadians can come out and support these events. These students would have put in a large amount of work, and they really need persons to come out and support so that they have somebody to show what they would have done throughout the years to see these events.
Mm-hmm. And Sluggy, you may not know, but Shaquani is an entrepreneur, you know. She does nails and thing. She does art. She does a bit of everything, public speaking, etc. So Shaquani, will any of your art be in this exhibition at Morningside?
Oh my gosh, Lashana. Will you tell me about how old I am? Well, I did visual arts, oh my gosh, probably like 4 years ago. So I displayed a while back. Mm-hmm. But I am currently in the Arts and Entertainment Management program, where we did the first opening portfolio, which was a launch event for the portfolio season of portfolio. Our event was called Pandiro to Portfolio. So at every stop, we stopped somewhere. We stopped at music first, then we're going to stop at visual arts and graphics, then we're going to go to theater. So our program is all about planning, organizing, preparing the artists for the world of work, preparing the artists for the performance of the event, organizing and managing the artists. So if you need a manager, you know where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case people don't know, BCC. If you want to have a career in management, managing artists, marketing artists, the Arts and Entertainment program is an excellent program to begin with. We also do classes like business law, management, marketing, event planning. We are definitely ready for anything that the world throws at us. I tell people, if you're into project management, this program is for you because it equips you with all skills ready to get events and promotions off the ground.
And that's amazing. I know a little bit about the Arts and Entertainment program because my brother is a part of the program as well. Yeah, big ups to you, brother, if you're listening.
Brother.
And yes, my brother is a part of the program. He's a final year student. So you may have seen my brother, not even know that's him.
Definitely.
Yeah. But tell us how we can find you on Instagram so that the public can come out to some of these events.
So on Instagram, our Instagram page is BCCAEM page. And on the page, we would be posting daily about the upcoming events, the activities. We have an online treasure hunt, which is called the Morning Hunt. For that particular event, you can win tickets to some of the other events. So if you follow that page, you might be a lucky winner. We had a winner to the music portfolio, and that person won one ticket and was able to go to the portfolio.
Okay, and that's amazing. So people of Barbados, please come out and support these young people doing positive things for the BCC portfolio season. Follow them on Instagram, BCCAEM on Instagram, and you can get all of your pertinent information.
The only thing to be said here was her discipline, being here to talk for the evening.
Yes, Desiree. And she here, Sluggy, you can see her, but she here makeup, hairdo, makeup on, everything.
I can see her. I can't see her, LaShawn. I can't see her.
Hi, greetings, greetings.
Yeah, so Desiree, tell us a bit.
Well, I'm also...
What's your discipline?
Okay, let me get there. So I'm also in the Bachelor of Arts and Entertainment Management course with Shikoni. I'm a third-year student who's also going through portfolio. My strong point, I'm an artist. I do paintings, I sell, I do everything in between for artistic work, business management. So... yeah, you can check me out. I'm on Instagram at TLLM. My business is kind of premature, but just look out for my content. But my artwork is also sold at Foursquare Rum Distillery in
St. Philip.
Threw me off there, but yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't just drop that your artwork is in Foursquare. Tell me a bit about that process and how being a part of the AEM program would have helped you with brokering that deal, having your artwork there.
All right. So I'm going to start from the top. I've been selling art. Well, I don't know if you can tell by my accent. I'm actually from England. So I've been selling artwork for a couple of years now. Joining the course, I realized that as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of things I actually lacked knowledge-wise, and this course has actually like boosted and like granted me all the knowledge that is actually necessary for my business to actually thrive in this industry. The competition is heavy, I'm not gonna lie, but with this course, it's like I'm just fearless. I know that I can win in this field just because I'm literally at BCC doing this course. Like, it's that like beneficial to me. So yeah, I would advise all artists out there to actually join this course, because there's a lot of things that you can actually benefit from this course that YouTube University won't grant you. These are things that you have to learn in person, you know? So just join, like, BCC. Yeah.
And tell people the Instagram again, because if people want to get the commission work, they want to get your paintings, etc., outside of the BCC AEM portfolio, they can find you at...
Well, like I said, my Instagram is premature, so there isn't much up right now, but look out for tllm.bb. But like I said, Foursquare Rum Distillery, look out for me. My artwork is up there. There's a lot of things happening and in the makes right now, so just look out for me.
All right, and thank you guys so much. And Tanisha, we want to come back to you. We want to learn.
Hey, LaShawn, before you go on, I just wanted to get your name, your full name, so when people go to Foursquare, they can check for your art. What's the name they're going to look under, ma'am?
Oh, well, my name is Desiree Grant, but TLLM is the brand, so just look out for TLLM.bb.
Yes.
Yeah, biggest of BCC, LaShawn, just let the young lady give the dates one more time.
Yes, please.
And thank you so much for passing through. Get this, and I want to encourage Barbados to please go out and support Barbados Community College. It's a wonderful program. I am a graduate of the music program, so shout out to Pernell Farley and Roger Gittin. Shout out to the whole Barbados Community College. You know, my greatest time studying was at BCC, so I am extremely biased in BCC. So please give Barbados the dates one more time, and I want to ask Barbados to please come out and support these awesome young people. Thank you so much again for passing through. Over to you, LaShawna.
Yes. So what I want to ask Tanisha before we get into the dates, right? Because they're going to stay with us and enjoy, you know, the rest of the show. Tanisha, can you tell us a bit about the opportunities that they have for insurance for, you know, persons who may be from a lower income strata? Because a lot of people are afraid of getting insurance because they really don't know. So tell us a bit what policies are out there and how they can be a part of it.
All right, well, like I said, first thing, have a conversation with a financial insurance advisor, insurance agent, insurance professional, consultant, whatever you want to call it. Have a conversation with them so they can literally review your budget and determine what would be the best plan for you based on all the information that you present to them. and then get the plan that fits best into your budget. Even if you have to start small and then keep growing or going from there, that is better than not doing anything at all. So if it is that you have, like I said, there are plans as low as sometimes like $55 a month. You can have insurance plans that low if that's what you need to do based on your budget. Then you can go from there and continue to improve as time progresses.
Yes, please. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I do think that this is something that we need to have you to come back on and explain a bit about, you know, the different insurance that's out there and a bit more about generational wealth, because a lot of people don't have a lot of information on it. And I think this is a conversation that we should continue as we move forward.
Yes, please. I see Sluggy also asked me like what policies persons to stray away from and what would be the ideal policies for people to have. What I would say is that there is no policy that you should definitely stray away from per se. And there's no ideal policy for an individual to have. Everything is really based on you as an individual, because what might be good for me might not necessarily be good for someone else based on what they can afford or based on what they want to do as it relates to their life, their goals, etc., etc. It might not be ideal for them. So, for example, there are people, they mix emotions. Like, some people love term insurance, but then there are also people who think that that's an awful way to spend your money as it relates to insurance. Just feel like, you know, it's a dead end. Would definitely not go with term insurance. I don't like it at all. To me, I always tell people, go online and research as much as you can. Come at me with 1,000 questions if you have to. Feel comfortable in that initial meeting so that you know when you come to me, you tell me about term insurance and you tell me your perspective, what you think is good for you, or any other type of insurance and what you think is good for you. And then I could give you my professional opinion based on everything I've come to know about you in that initial interview.
Yes. And
it's really an individual product.
Yeah, and that is such great information. And I think this is a good note for us to close on for now, but we're going to have you back to continue this conversation moving forward. And Shaquani, can you just tell us the dates one more time for the BCC AEM portfolio?
Next up, we have Graphic Design, Studio Arts, and Visual Arts starting on May 9th. That is the opening for those events, and that portfolio will be up until the 17th of May. Then we will have Theater starting May 11th and 12th, Millie Gone to Brazil. And then last but not least, we have Dance on May the 18th, Silver Lining at Frank Coloma Hall, tickets at $50.
And tell us the Instagram one more time to get all of this information.
You can find all this information on our Instagram page, BCCAEMN program.
Okay, thank you so much. Be sure to go and support the young people doing positive things at the BCC portfolio season happening all the rest of the month of May. And be sure to follow them online at BCCAEMN on Instagram. So we're going to go over Sluggy last night. Let's talk about last night. Last night, we had an amazing show. People decided that they were not going to reggae in the gardens, but they were coming to Portree and have a laugh and enjoy themselves with us.
Yes. Listen, last night was great. Mm-hmm. Last night was great. I went. I had an absolute blast. So salutes to all the poets, especially the youngsters. I enjoyed the clash. I enjoyed the clash a little bit too much.
A little bit too much? Explain that to me.
I wasn't expecting like so much for you, because these two gentlemen were so cool and calm and collected. And then when the guys touched the mic on stage, nothing but fire. Nothing but fire. So that was extremely surprising.
Yeah, but you see, Sluggy, all week, you know, they've been having words. You know, Malachi came on air and told us, you know, that he would defend Barbados and make Barbados proud. And then, you know, Prophet said he could make Antigua proud. And there was a lot of, you know, fire and words, and people went and researched them one another and watched all the performance videos and thing.
people get a little nervous, frightened, messaging us on poetry, tell me the frightened know to hear the words that the poet doing. All sort of things happen. So you know they had to defend yourself and back them out. But you see, last night, the judges had a hard time, boy. I didn't want to be a judge. I personally think both of them are winners because I didn't want to be a judge. That would be hard. It was a very keenly contested battle. And we have the two persons here. The winner with 83.5 points. I don't know all if you could pull up a drum roll, but 83.5 points last night. The one, the only Mr. Encore himself, Malachi Hope.
Hello, hello. What's up? What's up? We're getting on, Sluggy.
Sluggy, last night he took that trophy, right? And the man went long with it so hard. We didn't see when he left.
Yeah. Had to snatch that.
We didn't see when he left. A little birdie told me that he's been celebrating with the trophy at home. And you know how true, how like.
I don't know how you're getting this information. You gotta be. You are A4. You are A4.
But tell me how it has felt. I know there are articles out in the press today that you have won last night. I know it must be an overwhelming feeling.
I hear people coming for you.
All the time, boy. That's all they mean. Everybody like, oh, I want to do that. I want a thing. I got to come at you. Somebody say, you know, spark or fire within me.
People coming for you.
Yeah.
I don't really boo about that. Yeah. I know. But I have the stat, you know, they can get thing. You know, I got to defend myself. You feel me? But at the same time, I'm really about that, man. It's all love and peace. Everybody right here.
Sound like he doing a little J. Cole, you know, dropping fire, and then running.
Yeah, he's doing like
J. Cole.
Yeah, he's gotta be humble, man. He's gotta be humble. Of course, you know, I can't really like duck the voice more or anything. So, man, every time I ever get asked to get challenged, I'll probably gotta step up to the plate. At the same time, you, every boy like that for you is be like all the other boys so, like you. If I was to get you, after I was me, like Neil Wave, Fantine, like Neil Wave was like dog. And I was like, yo, I would be fighting for you, Neil. Like, that type of thing, you know? Because, yeah, they got a lot of people up in here that are, like, mad talented. I would never say the most talented boy.
You say so last night in Barbados. Your piece. Don't tell lies. You say that you're coming for top spot. And the top spot person in the room, I know how you feel. He may judge you some extra points, minus extra points last night. I know what happened there.
Let me tell you, Shauna.
Yeah.
You're trying to listen, right?
Mm.
What it all did with that poetry, like, right, is it started something, right, that really ignite all creative, and I mean across all genres. Mm-hmm. Across all genres. You see that friendly, competitive edge as where one person makes the other better, iron sharpens iron.
Agreed.
You see that edge that art brings where in. Yeah, Malachi telling another man he might stink or he hear naughty nah. His men spitting bars. Yeah, you know what I mean? His men spitting bars on an intellectual level, on a creative level, and then another man bringing bars. And we see him, we want to see who could be the best tonight. No degrading, no pulling down. It's just fire and still competition. That ignited something beautiful. And I like the way that it was done last night. So the man put everything into it.
Everything into the man finished it all up. Yes. And we have the Antiguan poet here. I personally feel like this man bring everything he had to give, all the lyricism. The man had wordplay for this.
Man's running so hard.
I really think that you did an exceptional job. And I know you may be feeling a little badly that you're playing second, but I think that you did an exceptional job. And I'm sure that all 125 people that were in that space last night, that they now know who you are and you'll be getting calls. Trust me on that. People will be calling you to perform and stuff. Tell me a bit about that piece. Because that piece, they're hard, B. And yes, I'm using Ramon line. Ramon is also here. He was the headliner. We could get to him in a minute, Sluggy, because I see he met you stand up last night, boys. You stand up and clap and thing when he started to do bad in his space. But Prophet, tell me how the experience was for you.
First and foremost, thanks for the praise. You know, I appreciate, you know, all the kind words. The piece itself is more of an amalgamation of several that were bouncing through my mind at the time. And in doing so, like the first part is what came to me maybe the morning of, and then the rest of it is what I kind of was trying to put together
and then it all came together to be what it was. And honestly, like, it was an experience that I can't really describe, you know, being face to face with someone and, you know, having to say so much things. I'm not a boastful person, so me saying things like I'm the greatest, yeah, and I'm the king of kings, welcome to Holy Ground, you know, that was something for me to.
You got to say that line again, because that's a bar. Say that line again. The man is a son of a pastor, by the way, so you got to understand how that lyric just hit on another level, you know, pastor's kid saying he's the king of kings. Come on, man. Say that line again.
No, it was you're face to face with the king, so welcome to Holy Ground. I'm on some poet laureate things, so I'm hear the voice of God when I sing, so it's gonna take the archangel and the devil working together for you to hold the crown. So saying things like that, and
I just be telling y'all, bro.
Bars.
I'll be sleeping.
Yeah. Obviously. Malachi, we come into you in a bit to hear some of them lines, because you used poetry must be 13 times in that piece last night. Yeah, but listen, did you call your mom and dad in Antigua and show them the trophy and thing? We want to know what happened last night.
I sent in the pictures, of course. Mm-hmm. I sent some pictures to them. You know, a lot of my friends back home were very happy for me. When I posted something to, I think, Instagram today, then I didn't even realize it posted on Facebook as well, and that's where most of my friends are. And then I was like, it was overwhelming support, and I just felt good about it, you know, and no shame in losing to Malachi of all people. So, yeah.
Malachi, give me some of them bars. You used the word poetry 13 times. I did counting last night. Uh-huh. We want some of them bars that you gave us for.
Give us a stanza.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you properly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the winner of the inaugural Poetry Barbados Bust a Rhyme Battle. April 26, 2024, Malachi the Cruel Hope.
What an introduction. That was beautiful. And it seems like poetry wanted me to get aggressive, competitive, when in actuality, compared to my peers, I am the real aggressor, the one with fleas coming out of his mouth. I am the fire breather, the overachiever. My words are lethal ether. So let me say what poetry really is. Because some just take this thing late and use it to discuss what them is do at night. I just hear some of the sets talk and tell myself that sound light. I am the definition of what poetry does encompass. I got lyrics, no gimmicks. It's just bars in abundance. I mean, seriously potent. I mean, lyrically pungent. I mean, poet incarnate. I mean, others redundant to me, it seems. I ain't gonna keep going, though.
Listen, man, hard and humble. Hard and humble. I want to come over to the headliner. The headliner had the women of the show in the palm of his hands last night. And people do the ditzy. They had people trying to jump on stage to see his tool. The tool is a flashlight. You know, he's a PG station. The tool was a flashlight. But listen, do bad. Ollie is here sitting down smiling, but Ollie was in his chair clapping hard and thing, you know? Like, Ollie had a whole moment. We ain't hearing not a word from Ollie in English so far, but we could get there. But Mr. Ray Ramon Blackman, remember the name. He is official nominee as of right now in the Guyanese People's Choice Award for Spoken Word Artist of the Year. Mr. Headliner himself, Ray, tell us how that experience was for you.
Good night, Sluggy. Good night, everyone. Honestly, that was an amazing.
Honors. Great job. Great job, my brother. Great job.
Appreciate great it, man. Job. Thanks.
We want to ask the man, before all the men start there, we want everybody on individual answer, right? And shout outs to BCC, Poetry Barbados, Bim Got Talent, and big ups to Starcom Network, because as the Shauna know, the land we push Bajan talent on more than one station. So salute to art, LaShawn, you know what I mean? Like, I feel good to see what's happening in BIM, you know what I mean? More than one station allowing us to do what we feel like creatively. We ain't getting no limitations. Sluggy and LaShawna just bring art and push it in the boy hall, but LaShawna not this, not that. Listen, we gotta be extremely happy that we gain so much license and freedom to push Bajan art. Ray want to ask the poets there especially, how wanna feel to see where art is going, and what do you want out of this? How do you feel about where art is now, how do you feel about where the creative sector is now, how you feel about it now, and what do you want out of this? I must ask you all that question as when the uncle.
Well, my opinion, the art scene in Barbados is now truly blossoming. I mean, it was always there.
Yeah.
It was always great. But the space is growing. And this is just the... No bubbling. Exactly. So people now go get feed. So it's going to... The way I see it going, if this momentum continues, it's just going to continue to grow. And Lashana and Cupid have created this additional platform to highlight the talent that we have in Barbados. We got real talent out here. And I'm seeing more and more people come to the forefront and display their talent. So what I would like to see is this space continue to grow, this community start to grow a little bit more, and arts just continue to take over.
And we're going back in, tying into art, you know, Sluggy. I got to big up you because you are official nominee for the Going On People's Choice Awards for Activists of the Year. So big up yourself.
Me?
Yes, you.
For real?
Yeah.
Big Got Talent?
Yeah.
Big Got Talent or Sluggy?
Big Got Big Talent. Back. How you see that? Well, you see that 4 o'clock, I was live on the live, going on, Sluggy. You
go. To see Sluggy and then to see Bim Got Talent, so I know which one it was at the getting.
I think it's Bim Got Talent, but you could always message DJ and ask a question.
Bigger the youngsters.
Yes.
Bigger. If it's Bim Got Talent, you know me, Lashana. Mm-hmm. Again, yes, is the face, but I'm gonna take the credit. If it's Bim Got Talent, salutes to Ahan Jay and Danny Cole and Sarah and Archie. Salutes to the young people because. I do nothing when it comes to Bim Got Talent. And Lashana know even from the start, she's who start me. I ain't write nothing. And when Lashana get me started, I hand it over to Danny Kwon them. So I honestly ain't do nothing. So I'm not taking false credit on here. Yes, I is the face. Yes, young people is come because they love me. Yes, but them is who putting all the work. So if it's Bim Got Talent, Lashana, I must say this on here and give credit where the credit is due. You understand?
It's true. But yeah, so what we want to talk about, what we want to go back to a little bit.
I think he asked for the key.
Sorry. We getting there. Sorry, I too excited, right? But we going back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, tell me a bit about how you feel about poetry, being a part of it, and what you're looking forward to moving forward.
Oh, right. So, poetry. What's fun about it is that before I came here, although I did see a lot of opportunities come my way as in to write for different things, poetry in and of itself, whether in regards to writing or spoken word, has always been more of a hobby. I didn't really think that it could be more than that. And coming here, my first kind of enlightenment to that was when I saw you on Cupid, I think at an event, I can't remember where exactly, but it was something that really caught my eye. And when I heard the pieces, I was like, nah, there's potential with this. And then I realized that there's this whole community that I didn't know about. And it's just something so fascinating for me to think that I can, even for the short period of time that I'm here, be a part of something that, even if others don't see it as grand, I see it as grand. And I'm honestly honored that people like you and people like Andrea King and others who see me and they say, he's talented, let me put him in front of some eyeballs. And that makes me feel nice because, you know, I do a lot of things. I fight, and I often feel like am I adequate in everything that I do? And poetry is something that I held dear because it was something that I did for myself. I would post something to social media and just let it be. But being here and people actually acknowledging that, hey, you have talent, hey, you have something that people should hear, is something that makes me feel, you know, adequate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're more than adequate. You listen, you was amazing last night. You went off on that all seminars. The man had the whole listen. The man had the whole not only deep. Listen, this man is not only a poet, he's also smart. He's a scholarship winner, all sort of things. Very well spoken, young man. Very, very nice young man as well. I think that his professionalism shined yesterday as well, and his attention to detail and his lyricism. So I think he did an amazing job, and I want you to feel adequate because you are amazing, amazing, amazing person. And you got to pour that energy into the young men. And we have 3 young men here doing amazing things. We have 4 young men, actually, because on my left, he here smiling, the poet of the year that had a judge.
Am I so young, though? That's the thing.
That had to judge these 2 people. I didn't know how you judged yesterday at all, because I could not call it. I could not call it at all. Malachi, we coming back to you, and we coming back to Ray.
Well, good question for Cupid. Lashana, that's a good segue. Question. Quick question for Cupid. When he was judging, what was he looking for?
Right. So
looking and listening for. When he was judging, what was he looking and listening for?
Right, so I actually created the judging criteria and was the chief judge for the Busta Rhymes poetry battle. So we were looking for crowd response. That was the first thing. Crowd response was 5 points. Then we had lyricism and flow. That was 10 points. And then we had use of voice. So in total, it was 25 points. And we had 4 judges. I actually scored them at a tie. Each of them got 19.5 on my scorecard, because one person did something extremely well, then the other person did this other thing really well, and I was like, And as I was going around the room to the other 3 judges, when I got all the papers and they tabulated, I was like, that is interesting. I was a little surprised, because the gaps between some of the points were quite vast. I can't get into too much detail. But I definitely see people were, I don't want to say hearing different things, but people are prioritizing different things. And we had an esteemed panel. So we had Catherine Tafari, a very experienced writer. Then we have Ruby Tech, who's a rapper. Yes. Ruby Tech been around for a while, 20 plus years in the game. And then we had Damani Rhea. Now, Damani Rhea is a spoken word artist. I think he has like 10 to 15 years in the game as well. And then we have myself. When I saw the Prophet come on and the Prophet did what he did, I was like, yo, boy, Malachi, I be a gen and I rapping for the be a gen. I rapping for everybody because I am partial, but I was like, boy, I think Antigua cutting you right now, boy. And then Malachi came on and I was like, all right, boy, Malachi representing, this is a battle here now. And I saw how the crowd was behaving. And I was like, yeah, boy, we got a battle here. So, it was its first, this was the first iteration of it. We are hoping, you know, moving forward in the years to come, we could have like Barbados versus Jamaica, Jamaica versus Guyana, Trinidad versus Antigua, etc. And really have like a tournament, poetry battle tournament. And I just want to end on this note, poetry slams are somewhat of a North American thing. In the Caribbean, we've got dub clashes, you know, we've clashed in the Caribbean. So we really wanted to have that clash element with the poetry. And you know, this whole hip-hop started with the DJ and man going, putting the microphone and, you know, shouting up rhymes and things. So we really wanted to get back to the roots.
Correct.
That's what it's called, poetry, you know, rooted in our stories. So we really wanted to get back to the roots and really have these guys come out there and spit their rhymes. And I have an inclination that Prophet might be able to rap, you know. Like, I was listening to last and I feel he can rap. I know Malachi can rap too. I was like, I feel like we should get them back and have them do an actual rap battle. But I said to myself, man, we can let them enjoy the trophies for now, and let them take about 6 month breather before we decide to bring them back into the gauntlet.
Also, I wanted to say that I'm Sluggy too. I just really appreciate a lot of the stuff y'all just do. A lot of this thing for like pushing that same Bajan art. And when you was asking how we really feel about that, it really means something like a lot to somebody like me. Like when I was 11 and 12 writing music and I was telling myself I won't be able to do this, I was at the game telling me, you gotta do soca. Are you gonna do this? Are you gonna, like, you always gotta be in a particular box, and that's the only way you could get it through.
And the more progress inside of this, and I seeing all these different ways and how many different people doing their own style of music here and like doing their own DJing and how everybody getting appreciated on going on. Because when I was up north in Spite Stone, I didn't really used to see that as much as I should have, you feel me? So I used to think, man, that ain't really going on. But when they get down here and they start really getting involved in the poetry lines and the poetry events and that type of stuff, I really see like this is something that people really passionate about, and I see you as one of the most passionate people about it, and I just want to give you flowers early.
Yeah, man.
You know what I
mean? Manners and respect, man. Listen, right, you see what you just said there? Lashana and I, years ago, had these conversations because we realized that there were so many opportunities for the youth to be seen and heard, but the youth didn't even have a clue that it exists. So I was just asking her, how can I get this message on popular platforms, because normally besides Starcom, you don't really see this or hear this a lot. You know me, that what you see me is salute Starcom so much. You know me, and like you know, I have 95.3, which is the number one station nation for young people. It's Play Enough Bashment, but 95.3 allow me and Lashana to come on there and push positive poetry. You get what I mean? Which you won't normally see happen. You're not gonna normally see poetry or hear poetry on 95.3, but Starcom, I love it. So it's got to thank people like Lashana who would normally be behind the scene. You know what I mean? Because the work I tell you about is was she writing and doing PR, and she doing the letters and the proposals and the reports and the data and having the information so that I could present the information to different people to partner to see the vision, because it's hard to talk about it. But sometimes people just want to see the numbers. People want to see all right, I'm Sluggy. You got Bim, got talent. You on Lashana. You got Poetry Barbados. Me see what's your business plan. We got a plan for the next 6 months. Learn me, and then I could talk it, but I can't show it, and I can't show how it would benefit them. So Lashana now come in now and show all of that, the creative side of it, because she's a poet. So she got a side down pat. But then the PR side behind the scenes, we're setting up so that you could got a proper message to push. You know what I mean? So that's been important. But I'm glad that the youngsters seeing it and appreciating it. You know what I mean? Because all these platforms available, bro. You know what I mean? Like all these platforms here, if you wanna.
And I'm glad.
You know what I mean? Like it just gonna be so. Like, it just gonna be Bashment. It just gonna be Bashment, Lashana, or it just gonna. You know what I mean? It could be you coming and doing poetry and positive in the platforms there, and I'm glad you're doing it. So that other young man, how do you be it? My man doing that on there.
Yes. But
you could do that there. Why not? You could go up on 92.9. You could go up on 92.9 on Saturday and go up on 95.3 on Tuesday and do poetry.
Speaking of which, Sluggy, it's 26 minutes before 8 o'clock. I'm giving you some extra time, as you can see. So I really want to give Ray a chance to talk and then go back to the ladies from Community College and let everybody have a piece before we wrap it up.
So, Ray, tell me a bit about your set last night. We got to see you did a piece on mental health called Enigma, Men's Mental Health. You also did some pieces for the ladies. You did your intro piece, and then you did your viral piece, Now Search Warrant, with over 60,000 views online. Tell me a bit about how that set was put together and how you're feeling now, because you know our Instagram has been hitting up. I'm sure you had a lot of people reaching out to you since last night as well. So tell me how the experience has been for you.
Let me start by how I put my set together. My concept for headlining, I mean first time headlining, and thank you guys again for the opportunity. It was to show I'm not one-dimensional. Yes, the one dimension I'm known for is great, but there are other sides to me as well. So in putting it together and structuring it, I wanted to show other sides of that dimension. So touch a serious topic, to me, one of the most serious topics, men's mental health. So I started with that. Then I did something that I never did on stage before. I actually performed to a backing track, and that was a tribute to our two Grill Award winners, Sun Rock and Rye Minister, who have been my biggest mentors in terms of me performing spoken word. So that piece was dedicated to them. Then after that, it was the central pieces for the ladies, and then to finish off with Search Warrant and the sequel to Search Warrant called Interrogation.
Listen, Let me talk about it, because you're saying that you freestyle, and we're going over to Ollie, because Ollie intel, we one word in English for the night, so we gotta let Ollie give his review. Ollie, that freestyle last night that he did to the track, I see when you was clapping, I sure your hands must be hurting this morning. Ollie was the biggest cheerleader. Listen, when he did that freestyle last night.
I'm gonna be quick. I like to let you guys do your thing, but I'll tell you, I was sitting down next to Ray in the audience, right? And I'll tell you something, man. Ray is known for being a girl's pleaser. But as he said, the first piece he did, he attributed the Gentleman of Barbados, and it was deep, deep, very, very deep. And I applaud you, sir, for that piece. Appreciate very, very touching. And for somebody who, you know, as I said, is a girl's, the girls love you, for you to do that, it really speaks a lot to who you are as a person. So a lot of respect to you for that. Now, you've been hearing that it's been a battle and a battle and a battle. So I'm the oldest person here on the radio in the room. I'm older than Sluggy. So I tell you, it wasn't really a battle, so to say, in terms of what we on VOB are used to, maybe in rap and dance hall clashes. They weren't facing each other, but it was a situation where each person gave their piece. And I'll tell you something, these guys are fantastic. The gentleman from Antigua, and also Malachi, who's a personal favorite of mine from the first time I ever heard him. This guy is very, very good. But two excellent pieces by two young men, two positive young men. And Barbados, what I really want to tell you is that I got to the first event last month very early. I got in my own mind to last night event late, 7 minutes before 8. And I can tell you, it started just after 8, and again, people came late, and you missed so much of the show. I want to tell you, get there early, guys. This show, these shows that these people put on are fantastic. I'm hooked. My friends would tell you, I don't really go that much. Anytime there's a poetry event, I want to be there. Definitely, 100%. So, Barbados, please, you hear Sluggy, you hear LaShawn, you hear the guys, and now hear it from me. Come out and support these young people in their ventures. The two lovely ladies from Barbados Community College, I respect you a lot. You spoke very well, and I hope that Barbados comes out to support you also. Back to you, LaShawna.
Yes, and you know, you can follow us on Instagram at Poetry, P-O-E-T-R-E-E, Barbados, on Instagram. And I also want to say we had an amazing lineup last night. Special thanks to Cricket Legends of Barbados, who are our title sponsors for the event. Also, special thanks to the lovely cast. We also had another encore, who seems to be taking Mr. Encore from Malachi, Raquan Hines. He did a piece, My Barbadian Identity, that done the show. The people who were in the space, all 125 of them, asked for Raquan Hines to come back. And we also had the very beautiful singing by Zoe Sunshine and Aaliyah Cumberbatch. We also have to mention that and Aaliyah is someone, Sluggy, you know, you tend to love our artists here at Poetry, but you need to have a convo with Aaliyah. Aaliyah is an amazing vocalist. And we also had Timon Howard. Timon had people at the gate telling me they just came to hear him, and he was amazing as well. So we had an amazing cast. So please, 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 people of Barbados, be sure not to miss the one for May. We're going to be honoring mothers at that one, so you need to come out to it. And last words, Ray.
Yes, please.
I want you to give us a piece of that piece called Enigma. I think the people of Barbados need to hear at least the first stanza, because it does speak to the challenges of mental health that men face, and also the fact that men sometimes feel like they have no place to go, right? And I know that that's something that we don't hear often, and I would like you to just share some of that piece as well.
I can probably start from like the middle of it, because mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the part of it that I feel strongest about.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm an advocate for men not ringing that bell, but it's hard to side with a paper that don't really sell. Well, I mean, it does speak the facts, even if it is a kind of dry. But I would prefer a black and white truth to a colorful lie. And then society would ask, but why? The same society that says, man up. Men don't cry. Don't have rights, don't have real problems. then act all surprised at the counterclockwise turn to the noose to solve them. Then they try to cover it up with pretty words to save face instead of telling people the truth. Men do not have a safe space.
Yeah, we could get a little piece more, Ollie?
Sure.
Yes, Ollie said sure. Give us another stanza.
Anything that looks close to it is driving down the highway at ridiculous speed. Music up on blast, zoned out on trees. And then when he does open up, we do like the cops do. Anything you say can and will be used against you and in more than just a court of law. You will never hear a critic say well done when the truth is served raw. I can say that part again. You will never hear a critic say well done when the truth is served raw.
Mm-hmm. That piece, you gotta let us settle a little bit, man, hard. And you know, that's what we're trying to do here at Poetry, create unique opportunities for spoken word artists to be seen and to be heard. And or we have to mention that our two Poetry Barbados Griot nominees were Justin Sunrock Taylor and Kioma Right Minister Mallet, both of who would have done open mics and freestyle events years ago. And if they did not lay the foundation, we won't be here. And this is why you should go. See, it's all tying in. Why you all should go and be a part of the BCC AEM program, because then you will get the knowledge and the skills needed to further your artistic development. So Shaquani, once again, let us know, our Desiree, whichever one of you wants to talk, let us know the dates and times of the upcoming portfolio and how and why you should be a part of the BCC AEMN program.
Okay, well, we definitely want to shout out the fact that we're on the road. There's a lot coming, so tune in. So May 9th to the 17th, we have the Fine Arts Department. They will be exhibiting, including graphic design, studio arts, and visual arts. Design, we have graphic content. For studio art, we have Like Big Rock. And for visual arts, we have Emerge, Unveiling Perspectives. And that is all at BCC Morningside Art and Gallery. And the opening night is from 6 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, May 11th, theater, we have Millie Gone to Brazil, and that will be at Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater from 7 p.m. Adults, $30, and children under 12, $15. And Saturday, May 18th, we have Dance with Silver Lining at Frank Collymore Hall at 7 p.m. And that will be $50. So make sure you do attend. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful portfolio.
Yes, and make sure you do attend and follow them on Instagram at BCCAEMN. That is BCCAEMN. And to close out the inaugural winner, Poetry Barbados Busta Rhyme Battle, Malachi Hope, please let the people of Barbados know how they can find you on Instagram, as well as thank the people, 125 people in wet and walk out with a little rate to come to see winners. So yes, thank the people for coming out.
Yeah, shout out to all the Poetry family. You don't know, like I say all the time, I love them so much. The energy, the misbring, it's so much. It's be so much the most beautiful thing. And you guys on air can find me on Instagram at Dark Heart Crow, DarkHeartCrow. I hope that it's not too hard for you to remember, okay? It's kind of long, but you can find me there. Dark Heart Crow. DarkHeartCrow. Thank you if you do follow so much.
And Ray, let persons know how they can follow you as well, and Jeremiah as well.
Well, you can find Ray at RAE_WRITES246. That's on Instagram.
And you can find me at on Instagram as the Fighting Prophet, the_fighting_prophet.
Yes, and all of these three amazing individuals are available to book. You can get them now
And follow them on Instagram and message them and get poetry at your upcoming events. And we just like to thank you for coming to Beijing, listening, sorry, to Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes. It was a pleasure being your co-host today. My name is LaShawna Griffith. Do tune in next week to hear the presentation. Sluggy, over to you.
Yes, please. Tanisha, just let them know how they can find you, Tanisha, and thanks in the early for agreeing to come back again. Tanisha, let them know how we can find you. Tanisha, Tanisha?
Hey, yes, please.
Let us know how we can find you, and thanks in advance for coming again.
Yeah, you guys can find me on IG. Financial physician, so that's just financial FATSICIAN. I plan to restart doing some lives and stuff like that on that page, so you guys could stay tuned on that platform, and I'll post some content on some other platforms. So once you come there, you'll be able to find me everywhere.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for passing through this evening, and looking forward to speaking to you again. We have to continue the conversation, because there's something that we need to make comfortable. We need to make these conversations comfortable to have in our communities. Thanks to Poetry Barbados and Barbados Community College. And big up again to Starcom Network. Shout out to Starcom Network for allowing us to come and showcase the brilliance of our youth. I really appreciate it. Ollie, thank you so much for holding it down. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. with your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and co-host LaShawna, all the on the inside, keeping it steady. Thank you very much. Your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and I'm out.